Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining me from today. Hello and welcome in to another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. Jeff Ward's back in the Blog Talk Radio studios getting you ready for another day in the sports world. All right, we did this yesterday, and I'm going to do it again. You're killing me, Twitter. You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. Yesterday, it was raised, and this is a valid sports argument, somewhat. It's been rumored, it's been talked about, it's been questioned, it's been wondered for the last 6 months, so something like that. It's intensified in the last couple of days. Tony Romo as a Kansas City Chief. Tony Romo, the former Dallas Cowboy all-everything quarterback, going to the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously falling out of favor in Dallas. Of course, being supplanted by Dak Prescott there with the Cowboys. Kind of falling out of favor with with Jerry Jones. So how would he look in red? Now, this has been talked about. This has been mulled over 1,000 times. So I'm not going to bust you with every possible stat and every possible scenario that this could work. But going through these stats, as I was this morning, they were not just eerily similar. They were almost exactly the same stats that Alex Smith had throughout his career. Same number of playoff wins, same career QBR, relatively the same completion rating, passer rating, just all of these numbers. This, of course, spans two teams with Alex Smith and only the one with Tony Romo. And, of course, skewed a little bit because both missed a season due to injury. They both have missed the exact same number of games, actually, because of injury. One of those occurring for Alex Smith in San Francisco. And then the other, of course, last year, Tony Romo only came back and played one game for the Cowboys last year. So, it's just equal numbers. It seems like every category you went to, equal amounts. So what is the difference between Alex Smith and Tony Romo? What exactly is the difference? Is it going to be a completely different Chiefs team? Would it be, now I'm playing fantasy football here, would it be a completely different squad with Tony Romo at the helm rather than Alex Smith? Would it really? And this kicked up all over Chiefs media yesterday, all over social media, all over anything that you could possibly find. It was Alex Smith versus Tony Romo. That's all this was. And I think, to a degree, it would be, I don't want to say it would be better under Tony Romo, but we've seen the clash between, and before we even get into this, let's set one thing clear. Nothing is going to get done in a positive way with Andy Reid calling the plays. That's all there is to it. Before we even go into the Alex Smith versus Tony Romo thing. Nothing is going to get done. None of these guys are going to succeed with Andy Reid calling plays. So, you know, look at this, weigh it back and forth. And I do, I want to know from you, facebook.com/154fans. I want to know from you why, not who you want, but give me a case why X quarterback is better than Y quarterback. A quarterback is better than B quarterback. Who? I don't even want to know who. I just want to know why you think one quarterback outweighs the other. Because to me, looking at purely numbers, looking at, and let's face it, that's what the NFL is based on now. Purely number standpoint. Purely numbers. It's a dead heat to me. And I don't see that much of an improvement if the Chiefs do land Tony Romo, which they have been rumored over and over and over and over again. It's just every time you see something, you see Tony Romo, you go to Twitter, search Tony Romo, it's Chiefs, 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 Chiefs. There are only two teams that Tony Romo has even been rumored to go to. One, Houston. To Kansas City. That's it. So would you like to see Tony Romo in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey next year? And would it matter? Would it be that much different seeing Tony Romo over Alex Smith? I think there are so many people, sometimes myself included, that are on this witch hunt for Alex Smith, trying to get him out of that starting quarterback role. But I don't know that this is the way to do it. I don't know that this is the replacement to do it. Would it move the needle quite a bit? Yes. Would it sell merchandise? Oh, yeah. Would it do anything for the on-field product? I doubt it. I really, really doubt it. Just not the way this offense is set up. I don't think Tony Romo can come in and be a savior. All right. Speaking of... My voice got really high there. Speaking of fantasy trades and trades that signings that did not work out. Oh, Kings GM Vlade Divac. Ain't no potty like a Vlade potty. Comes out yesterday after the DeMarcus Cousins trade, which the DeMarcus Cousins trade was, you know, spot on through the All-Star game. Thank God it replaced the Kyrie Irving, is it round, is it flat? If you haven't heard that discussion, oh my God, that is a discussion for another show. Kyrie Irving believes that the earth is flat and has many people backing him up, including Draymond Green. And, you know, hats off to Draymond Green. He has so many great opinions. Anyway, Kings GM Vlade Divac said yesterday that he had a better trade offer earlier in the weekend, earlier in the week, I should say, for DeMarcus Cousins. Yet he decided, well, not necessarily he, but the upper management in the Kings front office decided, no, they want this trade with the Pelicans. Of course, DeMarcus Cousins going to New Orleans, really staying in New Orleans after the All-Star game, and Buddy Hield coming to Sacramento. Well, no details of that previous trade were brought up by Vlade Divac, but he does say that he had a better trade. So why? Why did they not go with that? Well, it turns out that the upper management, the president of the Sacramento Kings, was a big-time Buddy Hield fan. So when he got this trade and heard Buddy Hield was part of it, he insisted, and you do what the president insists, that they take this trade because he feels, and this is an exact quote, feels like Buddy Hield could be the next step. Hey, Vlade Divac, or excuse me, Vivek Rendife, is the name of the owner of the Sacramento Kings. Vivek thinks Buddy has Steph Curry potential. Buddy Hield, Steph Curry. Yeah, I love Buddy Hield. I love Buddy Hield. I think he was an excellent player at Oklahoma. I think he has taken the league by storm. I think he has his problems with DeMarcus Cousins. I think it's kind of ironic that these two cross paths after the last time they crossed paths. DeMarcus Cousins didn't end up on the best end of it. But anyway, Sacramento choosing the next best option just so they could get one player. If it makes management happy, good. If it does, that's fantastic. But, and again, we have no details on what the other trade was. You know, it might have been these same three guys and 20 water bottles. I don't know. But according to Vlade Divac, he had a better deal for DeMarcus Cousins, a couple of days before the Kings did pull the trigger on the trade to New Orleans. So just a weird occurrence there in the NBA. And I know a lot more will be happening in the next couple of weeks, next couple of days, I should say, with the trade deadline looming. There will be a lot more stories coming out of the association in the next few days. We'll talk about all of the trades going on because things are now starting to intensify in the NBA after the fun of the All-Star game. By the way, it got a lot of backlash again yesterday. Man, you guys are hot on social media about this NBA All-Star game. You guys are hot about it. And I don't know. You guys are hot about my take, yes. Quickly, let's jump into some college basketball. If you missed it the other night in the West Virginia game, Bob Huggins collapsed to the court during the game. Got a little bit fired up last night, and shortly before halftime, collapsed on the sideline. It's coming to light now that his defibrillator. Caused the defibrillator, to go off, and he passed out cold. Of course, back in the second half, saw him come out of the locker room and seemed to be okay after that. So definitely a strange, scary occurrence for anyone watching, not just West Virginia fans. But a scary thing for all fans watching that, Bob Huggins has been a mainstay in college basketball for quite some time. To see that happen was just, it was a surreal feeling. It was a weird feeling. But Huggins says he is just fine and everything seems to be okay. So he will be back on the sidelines for West Virginia's next contest. Coming up tomorrow for the Mountaineers. So he will be back on the sidelines. He, by all accounts, he says he's okay. All right, let's take a look quickly at what we have going on tonight in college hoops. Several games going on, including one in the Big 12. It is number 9 Baylor hosting Oklahoma tonight. The Baylor Bears, after coming off that loss against Kansas, they look to exact some pain on the Oklahoma Sooners tonight. I don't like putting my money on Oklahoma tonight in this ball game. I think you have a pack of really annoyed Baylor Bears, and they will be having the home court tonight. That a 6 o'clock start on ESPN2 between Oklahoma and Baylor. Elsewhere in the top 25, it is number 25, Wichita State. They make their first jump into the top 25 in a while. They take on Evansville tonight, trying to continue the role that they are on right now, 25-4, 15-1 in the MVC. They are just trying to continue that role and make their case for Selection Sunday to get a Joey Brackett's had them in as a play-in game at the number 12. So we'll see what Wichita State can do in the next week or so and then into the MVC tournament. But tonight they take on Evansville. This Aces club, not very good at all. 14-15, 5-11 in the MVC. That is a 7 o'clock start from Charles Koch Arena. And one more game in the SEC at 6 o'clock. That one on ESPN, and it is the South Carolina Gamecocks taking on Florida. You can see the Fighting Franks take on Florida tonight from the Exact Tech Arena. I did not know until this morning that that was the name of the new arena in Gainesville, the Exact Tech Arena. South Carolina taking on Florida. That is 6 o'clock start on ESPN. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the Hump Day edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.